Middle Tennessee and East Tennessee, yeah. Do you know?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, I know where it is. That's just beyond over there around Fentress County and just...
Well, now, would you happen to
Cumberland.
Know what county Mount Pleasant's in?
Now, Mount Pleasant, I haven't come across Mount Pleasant.
Well, there's a man come here and he wanted to say he bought some land over here, and he's a man...
Oh, the Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
No, it's in Tennessee.
Oh, I know, I know Mount Pleasant.
It's it's in Middle Tennessee. He's supposed to come back the 1st of July and want to put him a trailer down here, and if I'd let him, he could set it down there. He's bought some land. He's kind of even dealt. He bought some land right across that mountain, and he never come back. I don't know what happened to him.
What do you call that? We talked about the freezing when the like a pond freezes over. What do you call the that when the ice is just very thin?
Well, you just call it thin ice. You'd have to stay off of it, but if it gets thick enough, people would get in there and skate.
Do you ever call it mush ice?
Yeah, mush ice is ice that's not frozen.
Then when it gets good and hard, you say the lake is all
froze over.
All right. Now, these are just things for pronunciation. This has nothing. This is not a test. But would you just count for me up to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. How'd that get you?
Okay, and then the number after 19?
Could be 20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
50.
Yeah, after, and then 69?
70.
And then, and then after 999,999 is a mil. Would be a mil.
A what?
A million. Not a hundred or a thousand, but a...
Million, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's getting tough and getting too many,
too
high.
All right. Now, would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right. And the days of the week?
I don't know which would be first. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Do you ever use the term Sabbath?
Yeah.
For what does that do?
Well, Sabbath, Sunday, Sabbath day, Sunday, that's what the Bible mentions, you know.
What time of day would you call this?
Well, at 12 o'clock, it'd be noon.
All right, what would it be after that?
Evening.
All right, and what? How would you greet a person, say, about 10 a.m.? Like when I got here, you might say good.
Well, I don't know now just what you mean there. You just always understood, you know, you talk about your meals. Used to, we'd call it morning as breakfast. 12 o'clock is dinner, 6 o'clock is supper. Now then, it's something else, it's lunch, dinners of the night.
Sure. But I mean, how would you say, you know, how you might see a friend at, oh, quite early in the day, and you'd say good?
Well, I had all that right here there. If I was going to have an appointment with you, you'd say you used to be here this morning at 8:30, and you'd be here at 8:30, or 9:30, or 10:30, or whatnot.
And what do you
call it? On up before 12 o'clock, it's A.M. And then after that it'd be P.M. And after 6 again, I reckon it'd be P.M. I don't know the night.
Sure. And then what you'd say the time when the sun first appears, you call that?
Sun up.
And when it disappears?
Sundown.
All right. And you'd say, I saw the sun
rising.
And then yesterday you might say at 6 a.m. the sun
is up.
Or
up.
Yeah. Or
up.
The sun.
They say sun up, you know.
Okay. And if Saturday is today, Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday will be
tomorrow.
Alright, if someone wasn't coming tomorrow, tomorrow would be next Sunday. How about if someone were coming the following Sunday?
That'd be Sunday week.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you might ask somebody.
Well, somebody had a watch or something.
And what might you say to them?
Huh?
What might you say to them?
Say if you got the time.
Okay. And what time was it, about 5 minutes ago?
Well, it'd be 10:30.
All right. And in about 10 minutes, what time would it be?
It'd be 10 to 11.
Or how about, just in about 10 minutes, 9 minutes, when it's...
It'd be a quarter. Some people call it 11:15, after 11.
All right. And if 1972 was last year, 1973 is...
This year,
all right. And if you saw somebody, you something happened exactly on this day in 1972, you'd say that happened just
a year ago today.
Okay. And then if those big white things up in the sky are
clouds.
And on a day, how would you describe the day today?
Well, it'd be clear, partly cloudy.
Okay, but might if it...
If it ain't a cloud to be seen nowhere, it's a clear day.
Okay.
But now these weather people, I listen to the weather every night, every day. And a day that where it's a little cloudy, it's partly cloudy. Clear to partly cloudy, they'll say.
Right.
And some days the sun never shines, you know. There's been one or two of them that's run lately.
How about a day where it's very cloudy and... How would you describe a day?
Well, a few days like this week. That's the first of the week. I say it's an awful gloomy day.
Okay. And if the weather's been pretty nice, but then rain or snow might be expected, it's been nice, and you say the weather's...
I never understood that exactly.
Well, if the weather, say the weather's been very, it's been all right, but now rain or snow might be expected.
Yeah, say we've had pleasant weather or something or another, but we're in for it now.
I see.
Like,
would you ever use something like the weather is changing or breaking?
Yeah, changing. You know, you get out here and it'll be a raining. And like the other day now, after you left here, you know, it's cloudy, looked rainy. Well, after a while, clouds begin to break up and lighten up in the sunshine. And whenever them clouds goes to breaking up, the sun's going to come through directly if they don't. But the best time and best way to judge the weather is when it goes to clearing up in the north.
Is that right?
It'll come clear up quicker. This way it'll clear up and maybe an hour it'll be raining. But when it goes to clearing in the north, it'll stay as general. And the air goes coming from the north. You can figure on some better weather.
If you're talking about a rain, we were talking before about a rain, if the rain just keeps coming down a little bit at a time, not very much at all, but just keeps coming and doesn't let up, you might call that a...
Oh, I can call that a sprinkle or a shower or something or another. If it ain't much rain, they'll say it come a right smart little sprinkle or a little shower. And then through dog days, when it comes like it's been a-coming for the last day or two, they'll say that's dog days weather. It'll clear up and rain, and then after a while it'll cloud up and rain again. You know?
Would you call that ever call that a drizzle or a mist?
Yeah, a drizzle. When it ain't raining too hard, you know, just enough that you can't get out in it, and not hard enough to measure. You call that a drizzle.
Okay.
Foggy, you know, it'll come drizzles, you know, maybe drizzle that away all day. Just not enough to raise the waters or anything, but it's just enough to dampen the ground good, you know.
Just a couple of other things. What do you call that, the thing that you put a baby in when you take it out for a walk?
I don't know, unless you're talking about a baby buggy or something.
Sure.
Them little thing here, you push them around and call them baby buggy or something.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then the thing that a minister preaches on Sunday, you call that a... He preaches the gospel, but you might say he preached a good... This Sunday, the minister preached a good...
Sermon. A good sermon, some would call it a good message, but most people in this country call that a sermon.
And if you had to, when you're going into the mountain, you had a big heavy load, and you're, let's say, and you had a big bag of meal or something, and you had to take it from one place to another, you say, that thing was really heavy, on my back for 2 miles, would you say I packed it, or I toted it, or I lugged it?
And I guess they go packed it, that toted, you hear a lot of that toted, but that's not, that's just old sayings.
Yeah, more likely.
That should mean that you packed it.
Packed it would be more likely here. Huh?
Carried it or something.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. I think you're finally going to get rid of me.
Turn that off and play a little of it back at me and let me see what it sounds
like. I'm glad to.